Morning Hog Brew Review. That's what you're doing here on 95.7 The Hog. Riggs, Steve, and Josh S.R. Perot.
Yeah.
Brought us... Well, again, we had dry January for a minute, but that did not last. And now we are getting... Not only are we not dry, we are getting in the deep end right
That's
now, right.
right? That's right.
Where we go next?
So we did Stone Delicious IPA first, right? Mm-hmm. And Stone Delicious Citrus.
And it was, yes, delicious.
Let's go ahead and do Stone Delicious Double IPA.
Double? Yeah. I've never had this beer before.
Neither have I. So this is brand new for us in the market.
All right.
So like I said, the original Delicious is available in 6-packs.
Okay.
The Double Delicious is also available in 6-packs.
Okay. Oof.
And I'll tell you.
You can get a 6-pack of Double middle Delicious. One
here, but... Oh, boy. That'll knock your D in the D.
Wait.
You're delicious in the...
In the dunk
tank. That'll knock
dunk
your
tank.
D in the dirt.
Dunk tank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
So those first two were 7.7%, right?
Okay.
Mm. Big hop hits.
All right.
This is 9.4%.
What numbers did you just say?
Yeah, 9.4.
Whoa.
Wow, okay.
And you can taste it, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stone doesn't, especially when it comes to a double IPA.
Wow, that's good.
Should be extra delicious,
it's
right?
It's so smooth, though, and it's not that alcohol burn. To me, it's just hops and their flavor, that Stone flavor, that signature right there. It's right in there. Look for it.
Now, one thing I can say for Stone is they're not for the faint of heart, right? If you are stepping into the IPA world, I have many other selections for you.
Yes. Just
to give a shot first.
Oh, right,
kind of ramp you up into the stuff.
You don't want to jump in there.
Right. But with Stone, you know, you are getting hit with those hops right up front.
Right.
So for the hop heads out here, this is your beer.
Yes. And for those of you who listen to the brew review here on the Morning Hog and like to drink along with what we're drinking, you're going to want to go ahead and call in to work.
Oh, yeah. You're done.
Yeah. You're just cut off. You don't want to go to work today. Steve will write you a note. Tell him you got measles, right?
The mumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the bumps.
Or diarrhea. That's always worse, right? This is an amazing beer, though, because it really, to be so powerful, doesn't have that punch today.
Right. So what did you think of the three as a set? It was kind of cool to be able to drink one after the other, right? To compare the flavors, especially if they're all into the delicious name.
It kind of transitioned.
I think that this might be the smoothest of the bunch. Is that weird?
It's not weird. I think they do that on purpose. Because of that high ABV, they want you to kind of to mellow it out in the back end, round it out. Okay. Especially because you're probably going to be finishing with that beer rather than starting with it.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
So the cool thing about that is what we just did here today is how you buy this.
Really?
So this comes in a 6-pack variety.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right. So that's my little secret about this.
Look out.
Right. 2-2-2.
2-2-2.
Yeah.
Not a lot of brands out there are doing 6-pack varieties.
Oh, I'm in.
I've never seen it at all.
Right. So I think that's pretty cool, especially if you're doing a Stone Delicious line or a line of any sort.
Sure.
Now you give that customer the experience of trying all these beers next to each other, kind of, you know, and also getting to try each of those. You know, pinpoint the differences.
It makes a lot of sense, I suppose, if they're trying to get the IPA fan, right? Who might be a dying breed in a little way. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
You know, it's that's not the case, though. What's funny is still IPA is the number one category for craft beer. It's not going away.
Yeah.
It does seem that way when you go out in the market. You see a lot of different stuff out there. But at the end of the day, everybody still cycles right back to that IPA.
Good.
Something they know, something they like.
Good.
Tons of flavor, you know.
I mean, some of my best friends via IPAs. You guys, I wouldn't like you if you didn't like IPAs.
Exactly.
I mean, these guys are like, you're right. But, oh, IPAs? Okay, cool.
No, let's go. Yeah.
Are we best friends? All right, you have one more?
I do.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But like I said, Stone Delicious, the regular one, found in a regular 6-pack by itself.
Okay.
Double Delicious 6-pack by itself.
Right.
Citrus, you're only finding in this variety pack right now.
Really?
I believe they'll release it by itself here shortly.
Okay.
But, you know, check out the website.
SRProd.com/beerfinder?
That would be
on the internet. Cool. I'm going to go to the internet and get it, right?
So,
I'll find this thing.
During the break, Steve said he had had this beer before.
Right.
Because it looks very familiar.
Yeah, he was like, I know that can.
Yep. I told him he was wrong.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
And he conceded. But in his defense, it is a very, very familiar can.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada, you know, they've been doing this Little Thing line for a while now. So, right. Hazy Little Thing, which has blown up the world. Big Little Thing. Wild Little Thing.
Right.
So now we have Juicy Little Thing.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So this is going to be a juicy IPA.
I love these cans.
It looks like a carnival.
They're all the same, but their color scheme is different, but it pops.
Right. I call it an explosion
it
of happiness.
Grabs your attention.
Explosion of happiness.
Right? I mean, it is, especially when you drink it.
Right.
Look how hazy that is. Bro.
That smells
Look at that,
really...
Dude. I mean, that is like hazy. Like, I don't even... Is it raining? Is it hailing? I don't know what's going
smell
on.
That.
I can't see.
So this only clocks in at 6.5%.
Okay.
So we're going back down on the scale a little bit.
Ooh.
But it's juicy.
Wow.
extremely juicy.
Oh, yeah. It's such a weird way to describe something that is a liquid.
It is.
You know what I mean? Everything should, in theory, should be juicy.
All liquids should be juicy.
Those hops give it a whole different mouthfeel, and it kind of, you know, gets those glands in the back going a little bit and makes things juicier. I don't know if that's the science behind it, but...
And the science behind it, I wonder about, because it's completely different than any of those stones. Completely different.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And that's going to be the hop process and then the filtering process at the end. So if you look at the stone products, they're all, you know, kind of see-through and clear.
Right.
And that's a filtering process to get some stuff out.
Okay.
If you like Sierra, you can't see through it.
Yeah.
So it's hazy.
That's like drinking Fruity Pebbles.
Right. So, ironically,
it's very fruity.
Right.
So, you know, it's sweet. Like you said, that's why it's juicy.
Juicy, right. So you're getting, you know, they have special yeast in there to kind of give that flavors behind it.
Right.
So they say that you're supposed to get notes of guava, mango, grapefruit. And like you said, you know,
it's like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. I think you're getting all that. But it's still, it's not one of those beers that somebody actually put Fruity Pebbles in, because those are pretty obvious. No,
that's happened before. Yeah.
It's absolutely happened
before. That's probably a mistake too.
But that's not the case here. They are using special yeast and special hops to make sure they get these flavor profiles that are delicious and something you want to come back to.
Oh, I want to come back to this for sure. And it's quite surprising that they have expanded this line even further, because I thought, well, they've gone to the limit. Sierra Nevada has tapped it out for the juicy and the hazy.
Speaking of that, it's certainly not tapped out. You know why?
Why?
This beer is not going to be around for very long.
What?
Why?
Because it is a rotational beer.
Oh.
So they now have, so Juicy Little Thing is part of a rotational line that will swap out each quarter. So, you know, every 3 months or so, you're going to see a new Little Thing beer.
Oh.
So when you see this out here now, go get it. Give it a shot, because the next one's right up behind it, probably around March, April time.
You're going to need a new fridge for these, right?
I know.
You're going to hoard these and put them in different refrigerators, put them around your house, like maybe a small fridge in the office, one in the garage, regular fridge, you hide it behind the old meat.
I could stash one in the shed.
Shed fridge.
Yeah. Now, a little birdie told me that keep your eyes out at like places like Publix and Total Wine here shortly.
Oh, yeah?
Around Super Bowl time, we should see a little bit of a BOGO out there.
Oh, my God.
Or at least discount pricing. So it'll be our, you know, pale ale, Hazy Little Thing, this guy here, Juicy Little Thing, and maybe one or two others. They're powder day seasonal. Okay. So keep your eyes peeled for that and open.
I feel
when you see it, buy everything you can.
I feel like never more than when you're watching or listening to this particular segment that you want to run and chase these beers down. These are exceptional beers.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Stone. Thank you, Sierra Nevada. Thank you, Josh. Steve, you know.
Sure.
Cheers.
Cheers.